In the history of jurisprudence, there has never been anyone quite like Championship Man. Championship Man requires no fresh evidence whatsoever to overturn an earlier, firmly held judgment of his own. This capacity best manifests itself in the week leading up to a big game involving his own county. It is wish fulfillment at its very best, with, he hopes, some strains of self-fulfilling prophecy thrown in for good measure. After the last game, he got as pessimistic as he gets. "Ah," he said, coming out, "they'll have to improve a lot. That performance won't do the next day." By Monday gone, his position hadn't budged much. "Look," he explained to anyone who would listen, and there's always a few, "in any game, every team has a chance. That's the beauty of it. But I don't think we're ready for this stage yet." That remained his stance on the matter until about Thursday. By then, he'd eaten the local paper's body and bones, and the makeup of the teams was apparent. Nothing earth-shattering, mind you, but even hearing it on the radio, O'Shea named, Galvin not, the two big brothers probably at midfield again for Mayo, set his juices racing, and gradually he could see Croke Park in his mind, open space, maybe a dull day, breeze blowing from left to right as you look, though it's hard to see a breeze. And so, without any previously concealed evidence coming to light, he starts to shift his view. Yesterday morning, he told Murphy in the shop that we'll have a right crack at them. Sure, they're not as good as people are saying. And he even came over all Sunday game-ish by declaring his team were coming in under the radar, though he doesn't really know where that is. Through yesterday, the conviction hardened. Other Championship men, which, by the way, also includes women, for it is a condition that does not discriminate on the grounds of gender. They were all also on the same journey, all reacting positively to the ionic stimulation of the olfactory epithelium. And when they said, "The more I think about it, the closer it gets," he didn't need to hear any more. He knew he wasn't alone. This morning, he got a fresh lift reading the papers. No one at all giving them a chance. And so he parted with another 20. A great price, he says, in a two-horse race. Tonight, nursing a glass of Smithick's Shandy in Eugene's Bar, as he calls it, he'll run the risk of going over the top. He knows the more he emotes prior to a big one, the more he falls flat on the day. And so he'll slip away home before midnight for a passable night's sleep. You'll meet him tomorrow, pulled in off the motorway for a tightener of a breakfast, and he'll put talk on you. He always does. And he has the bridle fully off the optimism, and he'll tell you he can see them losing it. The day is wet, but he will caution against complacency because in any game, every team has a chance. That's the beauty of it. And he'll ask you, "What do you think yourself?" And he's happy when you say, "The more I think about it, the closer it gets." And you're not telling a word of a lie, because you're a Championship Man too. And off the whole lot of you will go, growing more forceful by the minute. And when Con Murphy says, "It really is too difficult to call on Marion Finucane's show," you'll take a moment to slow down the breathing, emoting having such a bad effect upon you. And once more, you enter the fray. And once more, you put your heart on the line.